Well, given the extent of the opioid crisis, some medical providers are taking the lead and looking for alternative, non-addictive painkillers. John Daly from Colorado Public Radio has that story.
All right. Last thing. What are we doing for you? Just confirming.
Taking out three wisdom teeth.
Which at a dental center in Lafayette, Colorado, oral surgeon Kurt Hayes gets started.
We're taking out number 1, 16, and 17.
Flora Brewington is getting three wisdom teeth removed. The surgery involves wrenching teeth out with pliers, so it results in some post-operative pain. For years, dentists have prescribed pain-killing opioids like Percocet or Vicodin. But Dr. Hayes recently switched to an alternative.
So this is the beginning of the Exparel.
He injects the FDA-approved local anesthetic Exparel into his patient's gums. That area will stay numb, pain-free for 2 to 3 days. And it's not an opioid. Hayes says he can now generally remove wisdom teeth without using any narcotics for pain, so there's no need to prescribe his patient a dozen or more pills.
Now I've backed off to where I don't give any narcotics whatsoever, and I have people just using ibuprofen and then over-the-counter Tylenol, and that's acceptable, and it takes care of the pain.
Hayes followed the development of Exparel in journals. He read about doctors using it for C-sections. He started using it mainly for patients who had abused narcotics in the past. After seeing positive results, Hayes started using it for all his patients.
We need to be looking at every aspect of the opioid crisis, whether it's the exposures, whether it's the number of narcotics that are being prescribed per case.
And it is a crisis. 33,000 people died from an opioid overdose in the U.S. in 2015. Opioid use often leads to an addiction to heroin, which claimed nearly 13,000 lives that same year. In Colorado, overdoses from opioids and heroin taken together now rival deaths from diabetes, car accidents, and chronic liver disease.
Opioids ought to be drugs of last resort, not drugs of first choice.
That's Robert Valick. He heads a Colorado consortium for drug abuse prevention. Valick says medicine cabinets containing leftover pills are often the gateway to an opioid addiction. One strategy to combat that is to reduce the number of pills doctors prescribe in the first place.
Hold off on the opioid. Try the other stuff first. See how far I can get you without them. And then if I need them, they're there in my back pocket.
Colorado's Dental Board is developing new best practices for pain management, and the Colorado Dental Association is holding educational seminars. Dr. Brett Kessler is a dentist in Denver and past president of the state association. He says across the board, medical providers are reexamining their role in the opioid crisis.
It's on every healthcare practitioner's mind. Looking for alternatives to manage the pain is huge. It's a growing trend nationally.
Kessler notes many teens and young adults get their first exposure to the narcotics when they get wisdom teeth removed.
There's studies out there that show if you give more than a 3-day dose of opiates, they've got a much higher chance of becoming addicted later in life.
I was like, don't give me many opioids or none, or what are my pain
options? Patient Paula Ryan was in Dr. Hayes' office recently for a tooth extraction. They discussed her pain management options, and she chose the alternative, Exparel. She remembers having another dental surgery years ago. Then she was prescribed opioids for pain and was pretty out of it for a few days. She prefers the alternative.
But I was wide awake, and I could do whatever I needed to do, and I was there for my daughter. So, you know, it was a much better outcome. I would definitely choose this route again.
Exparel costs between $250 and $400 per dose, and Dr. Hayes says it's not covered by insurance. But that potential cost didn't keep patient Flora Brewington from choosing it. She's an MD practicing family medicine and opted for the non-opioid method to manage her post-operative pain.
I think so. Yeah, I can't think of a disadvantage other than having to, you know, pay out of pocket for it at this point.
Plus, Brewington says she'd rather not have any extra pills forgotten in some medicine cabinet just waiting to be discovered.
I have two little kids at home, so it's best not to have narcotics sitting around. And
experts say it's that kind of awareness from both medical patients and providers that'll be crucial to turning the corner on the opioid crisis. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.